Beginnings Family Christian Center for inviting us here today to minister Jesus to everybody. He changed my life. He truly changed my life. And so we have this to give to the church. And so I'll have you come up. Yeah. I'll have Pastor come on up. Yeah. Yeah. God bless. God bless. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, me and my wife, we started the ministry, Hess Hughes Ministries, probably about 6 years ago. I'd say we started out on YouTube. We started seeing miracles, and they were consistent miracles, and it was pretty awesome. But before we start here, I'm just gonna pray over this place. So, Father God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence here today. Father God, we just declare an open heaven over here right now in Jesus' name. I know that you're in the midst of us, Lord. You said where two or more people are gathered, you're in the midst of them. Thank you for bringing us all together. Hallelujah. We just bow before you right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this place, God. Hallelujah. We pray for freedom for people, signs, wonders, and miracles. As your word declares, Lord, in Mark 16, Lord, that as we go, that you will confirm the word with signs following. We trust you for it, God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We just tear down every principality and power, any high thing, hallelujah, that lifts us self up above the knowledge of God right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bring you under our feet today, right now in Jesus' name. We release God's holy angels, hallelujah, to have their way in this place. Let your kingdom come, your will be done in this place today, hallelujah, and online in Jesus' name. Oh, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so it started out, the ministry is called Hess Hughes Ministries. What I wanted to do is I wanted to make sure that the Lord is lifted up and also to keep the ministry pure. So I put my wife's name in there, Hess Hughes Ministries, because a lot of times people that have ministries, they can go away, right? And so I wanted everybody to know, hey, I'm taken. Yeah, and you know, so people don't get the wrong idea. Okay, God's calling his people to be pure and holy. Hallelujah. And so I want to keep the ministry pure and holy and just minister Jesus Christ to everybody. So, yeah, right around, 2016 is when I met a man named Tom Loud, and he took me out on the streets. And we started seeing miracles, and he actually advised me that, hey, you ought to start a YouTube channel. And I was like, okay. And so that's where the ministry was birthed. And so you'll see our YouTube. You can see the infancy of our ministry. It started way back in 2016. And so you can see how far we've grown. And we have over 100 videos on YouTube. We have something like 87 on TikTok. So the YouTube is Scott Hughes, Hess Hughes Ministries. The TikTok's at Hess Hughes. And we have probably about, about 4,000-something followers on TikTok. And so, yeah, it's just starting. You know, we're a baby. But, you know, really the ministry belongs to the Lord. It's not my ministry, it's his. And he'll do what he wants with it. It says in the Word of God that he is building the church. Hallelujah. So he is doing the growth. And so we just thank him. And we thank you for open doors. We thank you for inviting us. This is awesome. This is awesome. God's going to do mighty things today. Hallelujah. And this week. Hallelujah. You're going to see miracles. People that need a touch from God. Hallelujah. Come with expectations. Hallelujah. Come with expectations. Hallelujah. And so, right around 2019, I met a man named Pastor Julius. And Pastor Julius contacted us on our YouTube. He's seen some of our videos. And he was a pastor. And he was like going hard for Christ in his church, but it was a more of a religious experience for him. And he was like, I am getting burned out. I'm not finding breakthrough. I want something that is real and tangible. And I watched your video and I seen instant miracles. How come I'm not seeing it in my church? And I'm working in a mill, and he asked me to mentor him. And I said, yeah, I'll mentor you. Sure. I can only give you what God gave me. And so most of our conversations occurred at 2 o'clock at night, because that's just an hour before I'd go to work. And he's in Nigeria. So the book that we have in the back teaches people how to receive their miracle and also how to minister and see real results. The things that you see me doing on our YouTube channel and TikTok, you can do too. Because Christ is the one that does it. You step out, he promises to go forth and do it, right? So, yeah, I'm nobody that is, per se, special. You know, I just trust him and believe his word. You have to be willing to be a fool for Christ. There are times that, you know, in the beginning where I didn't see great breakthroughs at times. And the more I stepped out, the more I started seeing. So don't give up. Don't give up on the call, because we're all commanded to go out there and be light to people that don't know, that are in darkness. Hallelujah. To be light, to light their way, to show them to Christ. Hallelujah. Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so the book, actually, Pastor Julius, he said, why don't we make a book out of our conversations? He goes, you know what? Because he started seeing miracles. Yeah, he's like seeing miracles all the time now, crazy miracles. And he goes, we need to do this because it'll help me, it'll help others. So we put it together. It's an unusual book. It's called Manifesting the Light, Hidden Keys to Spiritual Power. And I'm going to have you pass this out to somebody. And this is my, yeah. And we have more books in the back. People are welcome to them. We ask, you know, for a donation if you can. If you can't, that's fine. We want you to have the book. Okay? We usually say $15, we figure, for the book. But it's not a big issue. If you can't afford it, get yourself the book and read it. Because it's powerful. It's Bible-based. Hallelujah. And we're all supposed to be walking in this. We're all supposed to be walking in this. God's a good God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And our books are also available on Amazon and Kindle, which is pretty neat. Pretty neat. So I just praise God for what he's doing. We're going to make note of our time so we don't run out. Oh, okay. There's the clock right there. Okay. Good. I want to be able to minister to everybody here today that needs a touch from God. Hallelujah. And we're going to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I also have a message. And the message that God gave me today was, I want to introduce you to my Jesus. I want to introduce you to my Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so in the reading that I have today, is Acts 9, 1 through 22. And I actually have a Bible app. I'll let you guys know what it is. It's called the Word of Promise Bible app. And it has sound effects. Like, you know, the book of Jonah, you hear the water crashing, the waves, the wind. And it just makes the Word of God come alive. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So it's important that we hear the word, not just read silently. Okay, and so it's important that we hear the word. It also changes the atmosphere around you. You know, there are angels all around us, right? Hallelujah. And it says in the word of God that his angels are just waiting to hear the voice of his word. Hallelujah. And that's in Psalms. The voice of His Word. Where does that voice come from? Yeah, it comes from you and me. You and me. Hallelujah. So it's important to know that. There's power in words. You'll see in a lot of our videos, you'll see legs growing out. Yeah, for real. Legs growing out, they're going back and forth and everything else just by a command with my voice. And He'll do the same for you. You can talk to a chiropractor. He'll tell you that when people have low back pain, they have a leg that's short. And they'll pop you and everything else and, whoa, hey, okay. And then you're still kind of hurting when you leave the office. We just command that leg to go, and we command the pain to go, and the pain goes. And you'll see the leg grow out. We've seen, 4 to 6 inches a few times, which is incredible. Yeah, and there's a young man back here. I met this young man at a pizza parlor, and God healed him in a pizza parlor. Yeah, just right. I never met him before. I seen him, walked up to him. He was in a lot of pain. His foot, it was really short, and it came out in front of everybody. It takes time. It took time, but it came out, and he got completely healed. Yeah, his legs were hurting too. He was inflamed and whatnot in his legs, and God cleared it all up. He has an amazing testimony of what God did for him. Hallelujah. Everybody here has a testimony of how God met you, where He met you. God commands us to share our testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't know I was going this way. Okay. But He does. He commands us to share our testimony because it sets other people free. It sets other people free. Hallelujah. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life even unto the death. Hallelujah. That's another scripture I'm going to share a little later. You'll hear it again. But it's powerful. And so that's why I want to introduce you all to my Jesus and how He first introduced Himself to me. But first we're going to go and we're going to visit Acts 9, 1 through 22. And this is talking about Paul. And he was persecuting Christians. And he had the word in him. He had a lot of the word in him. And God visited him on the road in Damascus. This is his Damascus story. Not everybody's going to have the same story. He has an amazing testimony of how God revealed Himself to him. Everybody here has a testimony of how God revealed Himself to them. And it's important to know that's a unique thing. That is your Jesus. He's personal. Hallelujah. He's personal.
And Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of his way, whether men or women, he might bring them back to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why, Lord? I am Jesus." Hearing the voice, but seeing no one. And Saul arose. disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him, the Lord said in a vision, Ananias,
here I am, Lord.
Arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire of the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand on him, so that he might receive his sight.
Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to his saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on his name.
Go, for he is chosen as a mind to bear in mind before the Gentiles, and the children of Israel.
Can you hear it? Yeah, the sound went way down. You can't hear it. Sorry about that. We'll rewind it. So we're going to go back to verse 10.
Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias,
here I am, Lord.
Arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire of the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, so that he might receive his sight.
Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name.
Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Hallelujah.
So when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus. Immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed.
Is this not he who destroyed those who called on his name in Jerusalem, and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests?
But Saul increased all the more in strength, and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ.
And he is the Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thought that was just powerful. Not everybody's going to have a Damascus story like that, but there are some crazy testimonies how God met people in special places. He goes after the one. He goes after the one. The one is important. Hallelujah. No matter how far you think you are from God, he's right there. He's just a turn away. All you got to do is call on his name. Just turn around. If you're a backslidden Christian, just turn around. Come back to him. He's waiting for you with open arms. Hallelujah. And he loves you with an everlasting love. He just says, acknowledge your sin. I'll forgive you. I'll heal you. What we've discovered is we're starting to see deliverances. And the deliverances starts with repentance. Confession of sins. Because when you bring something that is in the dark and into the light, no longer does the enemy have a place to hide. So sometimes there's little dark secrets that people have, and they bury it, and they don't, well, I can't let anybody. This is the devil there trying to keep that hidden because he wants to stay hidden so he can wreak havoc in your life and destroy it. That's the whole enemy's plan.
Yep.
Hallelujah. But God came to destroy the works of the enemy, and he loves you. Hallelujah. And he didn't come to condemn the world, but to save it. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you could have done that can separate you from the love of God. But all you got to do is say, okay, I'm going to open up that door. Lord, forgive me. Here I am. I'm a sinner. I did this and this and this and this. And he says, okay, that's all I wanted to hear. Because as soon as you announce it, as soon as you confess it, it's open for deliverance to come into you.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. And God does show up and he will deliver his people.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. He is the deliverer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And there's something else that people need to know is, so I'm going to read Revelations 12, 10 through 11. But so we'll just put that up, and then I'm just going to, in John 16, 11, and you can make a note of this, John 16, 11, it says, judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. We need to know that the ruler of this world is already judged. He was judged at the cross. He was judged at the cross. When that blood was shed, he was judged. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Revelations 12, 10 through 11. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Hallelujah. He can no longer accuse you. He can't accuse you anymore. He's judged. Hallelujah. When God looks, he looks down at the mercy seat. The enemy brings an accusation. Let's say the enemy brought an accusation against you. He has to look. God looks through the blood of the mercy seats and just sees the righteousness of Christ. That's what he sees. Hallelujah. He doesn't see the filth. That's why Jesus took it all. It's important to see that. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. What did the devil use to come against us? He tried to use the judgment of God to come against us. He tried to use the judgment of God. That's what the whole plan is. That's why he accused us before God. God finds no fault. Just confess it. Give it to him. He is able. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I wanted to share that because that's very important. And then it says, the next scripture says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto the death. Oftentimes, people just read that and they don't read that first part. But it's so important to read the first part because it's talking about the blood and why we have the victory and why we can share our testimony. This is where I once was. And God's arm was strong enough and long enough to bring me out of that dark, dark place. Hallelujah. So that's why I wanted to mention that. So we heard Paul's Damascus story. And so I'm going to share my story. So everything changed for me when I saw the love of God for the first time. Everything changed. But I'll have to go all the way back. So I'm going to go all the way back to when I was in 20s, early 20s. And I was invited to church. And I didn't want to go to church. But I was being, they were, come on, come to church. Okay, so I went to church. It was a little Baptist church. And they were preaching hellfire. And I heard the gospel all along the way. And, you know, I was like, come on, you know, Christians are hypocrites. Because I had a broken family and stuff like that. So I had a warped thing of who God was. I was caught up in this religious stuff, and so I was warped. Well, they started preaching hellfire and this and that, and I started trembling and crying and bawling. I started noticing that, oh my, this message is for me. I had to make a decision for Christ. You know, I heard it all along the way, but God never really spoke to me. And I was looking at the pastor's eyes, and it was like Jesus looking through his eyes and saying, you need to make a decision today. And so I made a decision for Christ there. But it was a bumpy road after that. I went through divorces and stuff like that, and, you know, I was a broken person. God brought me through a lot of rough places to bring me where I'm at today. So I was completely broken, and I was probably in my 30s when this next thing happened. I was completely broken. My car was broke down. I only had a bicycle. Okay. I had a need for tennis shoes. Nobody knew I needed tennis shoes. I didn't know how to really to pray. You know, it says because I was really desperate. I was like, Lord, how do I pray? You said to ask the Father, yet you said to pray in your name. Which is it? I was confused by that. And I was straight up with him. And it was just me and him in the prayer closet in my house all alone. I said, nobody knows I need shoes. I started working in a restaurant. And I cried all night to him. And I asked him for shoes in the name of Jesus. I said, I'm asking the Father in the name of Jesus. I need shoes. Nobody knows I need them. They're tore up on the inside. Hallelujah. Like a lot of people, they may look good on the outside, but on the inside, they're hurting. Hallelujah. They're hurting on the inside. Hallelujah. So I got done with my prayer in the morning. I did not sleep a wink. I just started working at Joshua's restaurant. At the end of the prayer, I said, I'm sorry, Lord. This is how it has to be. It's got to be a name brand. It's got to be Nike or Reeboks. Sorry, that's just how it has to be. And, you know, I was done. I was like, okay, I hopped on my bike. I got to work, and the barmaid comes out. And she introduced herself to me, because I just started working there. And she actually did this. She pointed to my feet. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, you know, my son has shoes that will fit you. Do you want them? I was like, yeah. I wasn't asking for Nike or Reeboks at that point. And she goes, and she looked up at me and looked me right in the eye. And I seen Jesus looking through her eyes. God will speak to through anybody, even a barmaid. It doesn't matter where they come from. God will use them. And she said, they're Nikes. I was like, oh my God. I was blown away. And I don't cry in front of people. And I started crying. I turned away and I was like, oh my God, you mean you love me? You mean you really do care? And I'm here to tell you today, he really does care. He loves you. He knows where you're at. He cares for the little things. That story still moves me because that's when I first saw his love. It changed everything for me. After that, I asked him for a truck. I won an auction. I won all the trucks in the auction for a few $100. And, you know, I got to make my pick. I'm going to share a couple more testimonies. So first I found him through his provision. I am that provision. I am. I am that what you need. I am. I am the God that healeth thee, right? So I was working at K-Ply. And, sorry. And so I was dropped off for work. I didn't have a lunch. Nobody knew that I was hungry. But I prayed. I said a prayer before I clocked it. I said, Lord, I remember your faithfulness with the shoes. Well, I got to tell you this. She also brought me a pair of Nike boots to boot. So it was two. So our God is a God of more than enough. So he did that for me. And I was just like blown away. But I'm hungry, right? And so Only two times did this ever happen in the time that I was working at K-Ply. Only two times did I ask God for his provision for food. So I go in, I ask just as I'm walking in, okay, Lord, I remember your faithfulness with the shoes and this and that. There were several other things. And I said, okay, I'm trusting you for food. And I clocked in. I had no money. I did. And just then the vending guy comes up to me. It was a vending lady. The next one was a vending guy. But she comes up to me. She goes, you know what? She goes, can you show me where that break room is across the way? I was like, what are you up to, Lord? What are you up to? Okay, yeah, I'll show you where that's at. And she goes, okay. Excuse me. Oh, that was me. And so I led her around to the very back, and it was up, tucked away. And she goes, you know what? I would never have found that. And I had my work bag and stuff like that that was with me with chaps in it and whatnot and gloves. And she goes, open up your bag. I was like, what? She goes, open up your bag. So I opened up my bag. She opened up the vending machine. Every grandma cookie that was in the machine ended up in my bag. I was giving cookies away. So I shared my blessing with others. I was able to do that. I had more cookies than I knew what to do with. So years later, same thing. I did the same thing. I said, Lord, I changed up the prayer a little bit, though. I said, Lord, this time if you do it, I was thirsty last time. I'm asking you for pop. So I clocked in, and a vending guy comes up to me. I was like, no way. This can't be happening. And sure enough, he said, will you show me where that break room is? I couldn't erase the smile on my face. I knew what was up. I was like, this is too much. Our God is too much. Amen. And so I led him all the way up there. He took him up there to the break room, and I was getting ready to leave. And he said, hold it. Open up your bag. And I did. Every grandma cookie ended up in there. Now, the same words that I used to the Lord about being thirsty, having all those cookies, he said the exact words right back to me. He goes, you know, you're going to be thirsty after eating all those cookies. He goes, and he pulled out like $4.50 out of the machine. Here, get some pop. That is my God. That is my Jesus. He cares for us. Hallelujah. You're not alone. You're not alone. And I have others' testimonies just like that, but I wanted to share that with you because I thought it was important to understand that not only is our God, he cares for our needs, he's also the God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, thy healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there was a word that really touched me, and I'm actually going to open it up. And I had to make a decision to really believe God. And this is the scripture that I stood on when I read it. And this will be the last scripture, I believe, because I want to leave enough time to pray for folks too. Mark 16, 14 through 20. Yeah, I think I'll play it too, because I like this app.
Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will follow those who believe. my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
What's important to understand there, he didn't say they may recover. He said they will recover. I had to make a choice to believe this scripture. Is this true? And to stand on it. We see, I try to go for 100%. I like to see 100%. I believe that that is God's will. Oftentimes we see 100%. Sometimes we don't see 100%. But I like to go for 100% because I believe that's the promises of God. We shoot for it because I know it's God's will. All the promises of God are yea and amen. Hallelujah. The thing that is missing oftentimes is people will not wait upon the Lord. They want things fast and quick and easy. Yet God says, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. So teach us, Lord. Teach us how to wait upon thy name. Teach us, Lord, how to stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah. To receive everything that you have for us. To receive everything you have for us. Hallelujah. And so I wrote this scripture down several times, and I memorized it, and I read it, and I read it, and I read it, and I read it. I said, I choose to believe. I choose to believe this. And I started stepping out, and we started seeing what we haven't seen before. And I just want to encourage people, it's okay to be a fool for Christ. I got laughed at and mocked at. And the more I walked in this, eventually the people that were laughing at me and mocking at me for standing for Christ, they come to me and ask for prayer. And God healed them. Hallelujah. You know, we think, oh, you know, we're being martyred or this and that. No, not really. You look at the church in China and elsewhere in the world. They're the ones really suffering. Yet we can't just stand up and proclaim Jesus, afraid of what other people will think. But as you stand up for Jesus, signs will follow. So we'll finish this, because it is a promise of God, and God can't lie. This is such a cool app. Such a cool app. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your promises. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching your people. Hallelujah. I want to invite anybody who has not had an encounter with Christ and would like to have a relationship with him today, to come forward, to raise your hand, to do something, because God is calling you today. It says, to call on him while he can be found. And you, everybody, anybody online, he's here. He's listening. Just call on his name. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day. God loves you. Nothing he wouldn't do for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And tomorrow in the women's conference, we're going to be talking about, and I'll grab my notes real quick. It's going to be good. So basically, talking about identity as a woman, what God says about women, and how important you are to the men that are in your life. And so, without me starting to preach on that, we're gonna leave that, and that's tomorrow. So I wanted to update everybody on that. And so this is the part in our service where I really love praying for folks. As I pray for folks, oftentimes God will give me teachings and things, and so I'll be talking as I'm praying for folks. And we're just waiting on the Lord in the presence of God. If anybody would like prayer, I'm just asking you to come forward. And God will touch you. Do you have pain in your body? Do you just need a touch from the Lord, a fresh touch? Hallelujah. Pain in the back. It doesn't matter what it is. God loves you. There's nothing He wouldn't do for you. Hi there.